Howdy, this is Reed Lance Rosenthal. I'm the author of Threads West, an American Saga, which has expanded from its original 6 to a 16-book series. It might expand over that. I have found when I am writing this that to tell the story the way it has to be told, or should I say, to tell the story the way the characters speak to me, after I step through that time portal and I'm on the stage of their lives, is going to take quite a while. You know, this saga covers 170 years. The very last book will be set in the real-time contemporary West in the year that it's written, several years from now. And of course, the first book, Threads West, began in 1855. We've divided the series because of its expansion, which is partly due to success and partly due to this is a story that needs to be told, particularly in the times that we face, that our country faces. You know, it is, I hope, not only an enjoyable tale and a saga of us, but it is a touchstone to which we can reach back and maybe help us as a guidepost going forward into the future. But the first two books, which total together about 700 pages, cover exactly 5 or so months of 1855. At this rate, I could write 500 books before I get to the year 2015 or whatever year it'll be. In any event, I think you'll like it. In fact, I'm almost positive you'll like it. I've had terrific feedback from authors, reviewers, etc. so far. In fact, the book I'm very proud to announce, because it's an endorsement that is not given often, if at all, is endorsed by none other than Max McCoy. He is the author of the 4 Indiana Jones novels. He did the novelization for the fantastically successful Indiana Jones movies. He's written 18 other novels, won a slew of national awards, including 3 Spur Awards, no higher honor in Western writing. And he was also the screenwriter for Spielberg's Into the West, and he's a professor of creative writing to boot. He is the gentleman who has endorsed this book. I'm pretty proud of that. You folks have been terrific. You're listening to this MP3 right now because you took our survey, thank you, or you bought an ARC, which were sold out, thank you very much, or you registered on the website and reserved book 2. That's looking to be a really good idea. If you have friends who want book 2, I suggest that they get on the website and reserve book 2, because I think it's going to be more of a barn burner release than even Threads West was. And those of you who are around for that, if you remember, we melted down Amazon at 9:07 a.m. the day of the release. The Barnes & Noble release was sold out at about the same time the first morning. The first 3 printings were sold out the same day they came out, and many people waited months for the book. That won't happen if you reserve your book on our site now. You'll be getting emails to come back to the site on the 17th, the day of the release, and go from there, get into the contest, etc. But anyway, you folks are getting this MP3. It's kind of a special thing for you. I'll be honest with you, maybe a month from now we'll put it up on the website so everybody can listen to it, but you have it first, and you may have it only. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you 2 chapters, a portion of a third, and then titillate you with some, shall we say, tiny little excerpts. And I'm going to start right now. First, we'll start with the excerpts. Mac lowered the spyglass. It's Zeb, and he ain't wasted no time getting back. His great bushy eyebrows furrowed in contemplation. Reuben, tell folks to get out their rifles and gather in every other wagon. Get 5 men on horses and come back up here. I choose Johann, Charlie, John, Harrison, that swine Jacob. He's always looking for a scrap. He nodded down at the holstered Colt on Reuben's hip. I would take the thong off that hammer, son. Next excerpt. She felt the fire in the smooth caress of his fingertips as they traced across her breast, lingered, then continued down her hips and came to rest lightly, longingly, on the concave of smooth belly between her hips. The smell of him and of them mingled with the fragrance of sun-baked sage. Next excerpt. That is called a holy iron. It is a weapon of the hairy-faced ones, had been the response to his inquisitive tug on his father's loincloth. The memory dissipated, and the promise of the spring dawn and later lovemaking were carried away by the east breeze, only to be replaced by a feeling of foreboding deep in Eagle Talon's spirit. Next excerpt. Don't you dare now me, Lucy. Don't you dare now Lucy me. She wagged her finger at him, the digits crooked from years of manual labor. You know it's against the law for our kind to read. Peeling the thick glass spectacles from one ear and then the other, Israel ignored his wife, cleaned the lenses with his shirt tail, and thought about what he had just read. New York, January 17th, 1855. Slaves find help and escape. And then the last excerpt for our little reading here. The farmer spoke in a cracking voice. Whatever you want. Please, this is all we have. The smooth bore lay across Blackfeather's forearm, its muzzle pointing at the man's head. We already know we can have whatever we want. Blackfeather let his eyes slip to the hysterical girl. Her gangly shape was just taking on the form of a woman. And now I think I will read you Chapter 1 of Maps of Fate, Book 2 of Threads West, An American Saga.